The Winn-Dixie supermarket chain has announced it will close all of its stores in Texas and Oklahoma. 5,300 people will be laid off. Janet Heimlich reports.
Sean Broughton has just finished her grocery shopping for the week at the Winn-Dixie supermarket in Dallas.
Oh, I bought ground meat, and I also bought cheese, and I like their produce.
Broughton says she shops here about 10 times a month.
Now, I could really fight with them on some of their meat prices, but I like their specials that they have of their own brand food, and some of their stuff is real good.
Like many Texans, 32-year-old Broughton grew up shopping at the Winn-Dixie. But now it's closing, along with 70 other Winn-Dixie supermarkets in Texas and 5 in Oklahoma. Mickey Clare is a spokesperson for Winn-Dixie stores based in Jacksonville, Florida.
We regret having to leave, but it's the best thing for the company.
In recent years, large retail food chains such as Walmart have provided intense competition. Claire says the Winn-Dixie stores in Texas and Oklahoma were not doing nearly as well as the 1,000 others in the Sun Belt. He says the closures are necessary.
It will strengthen the company and give us a better chance to use that capital and the management time and effort in our core markets where we have a better return on our investment.
Winn-Dixie is one of the nation's largest supermarket chains, employing some 120,000 people. The company nearly avoided having to close the Texas and Oklahoma stores. In 1999, it was ready to sell them to the Kroger Company, but the Federal Trade Commission wouldn't approve the deal. The agency said it would give Kroger too much market power. Again, Mickey Clare.
We continued to operate the stores and tried to build our sales, but they never reached a satisfactory level.
Now, Clare says, Winn-Dixie is looking to sell those supermarkets to a number of buyers instead of one big company. That means that soon, many of the laid-off workers could be back stacking fruits and vegetables and bagging groceries.
We're working hard also to provide supermarkets for those loyal shoppers who have shopped with us for many years.
But customer Amy Moon, who's been shopping at the Dallas Winn-Dixie for 10 years, says it would take her a while to trust another company.
You know, you got somebody that you're used to and that you've done business with for years. It's hard to switch up.
Winn-Dixie expects to close the Texas and Oklahoma supermarkets on June 26th. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.